is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
Dave DeForest reporting more on the California shooting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says authorities believe both suspects in last week's shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. David Bowditch, the FBI's assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office, told reporters Monday there is evidence the two had planned their deadly attack. He added there is no evidence at this point that the shooters were part of a broader overseas plot. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department to determine if the agency systematically violated the Constitution. The probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer. That officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder.
And if we discuss unconstitutional patterns or practices, the Department of Justice will announce them publicly. We will seek a court-enforceable agreement with the Chicago Police Department and work with the city to implement appropriate reforms.
The release of the video triggered protests and allegations that authorities tried to cover up the incident. An official in southern Somalia says authorities have captured an American who was a member of the militant ALGS group. Hussein Mohamed Bari tells VOA's Somali service the man surrendered to officials and African Union troops in the coastal town of Barawe in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling socialist. Authorities say the opposition, with some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of 167 seats in the National Assembly. The Socialist Party won only 46. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help that country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president spoke in Kiev on Monday following a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The briefing follows talks between the two leaders. A UN envoy says talks to end more than a year of violence in Yemen will begin December 15th. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the Ould government and Houthi rebels have committed to participating in negotiations in Switzerland next week. Loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh are also expected to attend the meeting. Ahmed said he was almost certain a temporary ceasefire would be enforced by the start of the talk. The U.S.-led coalition is denying a Syrian government accusation that coalition warplanes bombed a government building in Deir Ezzor province, killing three soldiers and wounding 13. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab media reported that four coalition planes bombed the position facing the Islamic State-controlled town of Ayash and that nine missiles hit the area. Government armored vehicles were also reportedly destroyed. U.S.-led coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren, however, insisted from his headquarters in Baghdad Monday that coalition forces were not responsible. He said that coalition warplanes only targeted an area 55 kilometers north of the government position. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. military says recent airstrikes have killed two militant leaders in Africa. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis said a December 2nd airstrike in Somalia killed Abdurraham Sanhare, a senior leader of the militant group Al-Shabaab, and two of his associates. The Pentagon also said the U.S. has confirmed that an airstrike last month killed Abul Nabil, the head of the Islamic State militant group in Libya. The price of crude oil fell more than $2 Monday to its lowest level since early 2009. The Brent crude closing was just above $1 a barrel. The decline follows Friday's meeting of the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries, where the 13 members announced no agreement to limit production. The United Nations has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. The UN and affiliated agencies are seeking $20.1 billion in funding to help some 87 million people in 37 different regions and countries next year. The agencies said Monday that Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Yemen are the countries where the needs are greatest. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.